The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God bless
America. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here with you on this Tuesday, 16th of February, 2010. Do I have Robbie Noel with me? Do I have Robbie?
No.
You didn't call him yet? Bob Chapman.
I'm here.
Bob Chapman.
I can't hear you very well. You're kind of distant.
Well, that's because my board op is trying to hook Robbie up, and she's not at the board right now. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A little discombobulated here.
But don't worry about it. You know, you're going to talk anyway, and then we can talk.
Well, I mean, I do because it's radio. It isn't like it's a brand new concept that was invented last week and we got to work out the chinks. At any rate, how are you?
I am just terrific. It's sinful to think that I feel this good at 74.
You have any wood around you? Knock on it, please.
Yes, yes.
There you go. All right. Hey, the green shoots, they're out again. The dollar is strong. Stock market was up today. And according to Bloomberg, Mr. Chapman, stocks and commodities advance as dollar falls on economy optimism. Now, you move in the financial circles. You know businessmen. You know a lot of people. The economy optimism. You seeing a lot of optimism out there, Bob?
Virtually none. If anything, the news is much worse than ever. I mean, it's incredible. All over the world. I mean, China had to tighten up, and now the yuan's going to get stronger, and that means goods exported to the United States will be more expensive, and that means inflation's going to go up in the United States, and then we get this whole thing that's going on in Europe, which would take 10 or 15 minutes to talk about. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, FHA are all broke. AIG's broke. General Motors is broke. I don't see anything exciting and good that's happening. I mean, the banks are still not lending to small and medium-sized businesses. Their loans are off 20%, 27% year on year. They are the people who hire 80% of the people in our country. Well, if they can't get loans, they can't expand, they can't hire. I mean, you know, you don't have to be some kind of a genius to figure it out. The dollar got whacked hard today, I was kind of surprised, but I thought it was overbought anyway. And the index was down 0.69 to 79.64, and gold was up $30.20. At 1,120.20, and in my publication on Saturday, I said that on Tuesday the gold would break 1,100, and ipso facto, I was correct, and I'm happy about that.
And I was the one that called for 1,100 to be the new norm or the floor for gold pricing, and that seems to bear out.
It's wonderful being around geniuses.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Ariel Sprang,
Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Their objective isn't to control the conflict, it's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
Slaves to debt. Robbie Noel.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
There you are.
I know why Bob's in a good mood at 73.
Yeah, he's 74, but
74.
Give or take a year.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to figure that one out.
And pray
tell. The miners had a great day today. Anybody who owns miners made a lot of money today. So obviously,
well, you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't know that was life extension stuff.
No, trust me on this one. I know because I live through this stuff. When the miners have a good day, I feel great.
Ah.
When they have a bad day, I'm kind of grumpy.
Well, here I hope the miners keep a digging and keep producing, because I need you in a good mood all the time.
Well, so far they've been well. The last, I must admit, when I jumped in 2 weeks ago, I said the only people that do this are the brave or the stupid, and fortunately,
and you were the brave,
and I'm not wearing the stupid hat, so I'm happy.
By the way, gentlemen, before we get into this program today, I said this on the program yesterday. Somebody said that I should watch the movie Couples Retreat. And it's a big blockbuster comedy out there. It's doing well in the video rentals and all that other stuff. And it's a comedy that stars Vince Vaughn. Now, they did
who?
That. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay. Well, and they didn't tell me why I should watch the movie, and I'm watching this movie, and I'm going, you know, this is all fine and dandy, but what is the point? And the thing was in the DVD player, and it's playing along, and after about 4.5 minutes of credits, and the movie, the screen goes blank, all of a sudden, another image pops up. Now, these were four guys that went down with their wives to Bora Bora, and it's a couple's retreat, maintenance on your marriage, and having a good time, and relaxing, and jet skiing, and playing with the, you know, fish and whatever else. Well, all fine and dandy, movie runs, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, why did somebody want me to watch this? So the credits are rolling, I'm sitting there, and I'm saying something to my wife, and all of a sudden, the screen pops on again, and here's the four guys relieving themselves on the bushes. And it wasn't anything but a statement by one of the actors. I forget the guy's name. He was a black guy. And this is what it said.
The IBBC is a bank.
Oh, wrong
Their objective
one.
Isn't to control the conflict.
I just did that.
It's to control the debt. That they...
Okay, shut up. I just did that. And let me see here. Chris, where did we lose this thing at? Oh, here it is. Federal Reserve is a pimp game.
No, the Federal Reserve is
You mean?
They want you to be in debt. That's how it works. They give you these credit cards you can't pay for, HD, motorcycles. It's all a pimp game.
Now, Bob, you spoke. I'm going to play that one more time because you said...
The long-legged Mac Daddy.
No. This guy's 4x4, not 6'4", and wispy as the wind. No. You stepped on the first word. Here is exactly the scene that plays. It has no connection whatsoever to the storyline, subplot, or anything else. Hold on.
No, the Federal Reserve is a pimp. They want you to be in debt. That's how it works. They give you these credit cards you can't pay for.
Yeah.
HD. Motorcycles. It's all a pimp game.
Now, Bob, there was only one other movie that I ever saw that did anything like this, and it was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm.
Classic cult hero type movie done by the same guy, I think, did Breakfast Club, at any rate.
I loved it when he drove the car through the window.
At any rate, at the end of that movie, and I saw it at first run, and this was years and years and years and years ago, I forget the kid's name. I'll think of it here in a second.
His last name is Broderick.
Right. So the movie...
Matt Broderick.
So the movie runs, there come the credits, screen goes dark, image pops up. He walks out of his bedroom, of course it's the Hollywood set, he walks out of his bedroom, down the hall, looks right into the camera, and he says, "Are you still here? What are you still doing here? It's over. Go home." Now, I do not know if that Federal Reserve is a pimp game that actually ran in the theaters, but how many times do you stick around in a movie theater to watch all the end credits, and as the last one disappears off of the screen, you're there to catch whatever else is left? Generally nothing. Only two times in movie history did I ever see anything like that done. Sometimes they'll run the outtakes. You know, a little giddy ha-ha, the audience, you know, likes that because there's the movie they just watched. Oh, they recognize the scene, and here comes the flub, and everybody gets a giggle. But there was only, it blew me away. I looked at my wife, and I said, "Did you hear that?" And she says, "I don't believe what I just heard. So I backed up and played it again. Do you think, guys, the people are catching on to the pimp game? By the way, the director of that film is one called Peter Billingsley. I just thought that rather fascinating.
Well, I think it's good that they had their say, and they are correct. And when I talk to Reverend Manning next week, I'm going to have to tell him about it.
I don't think the good Reverend, this is the kind of movie for the good Reverend to watch, but...
Well, his office called me up. They want me on his program.
And who's the Reverend what?
Manning, the one that called the president the long-legged Mac Daddy. I'm serious. He's a Protestant reverend. He's a black man, and he's going after the president hammer and tong.
He must be a self-hating black man.
No. No. He's just giving out the facts, just like you and Robbie and I do.
Oh, my goodness. At any rate, the call-in number for the program today, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. Speaking about pimps, you guys are going to love this one.
Don't take it too far now.
No.
I don't want the FCC after us.
No, we're not governed by the FCC. Believe it or not, network radio is not governed by the FCC, only the outlets. They control what goes out to the people's ears, but if you've got satellite or internet or whatever and you pick up the programming directly, the raw feed, as they like to call it in the game, we're not regulated by the FCC. We have no licenses. We're not required to have license. It is only at those outlets, you know, the stop right before the public's eardrum that they have the control of. Bank of America, which is in a lot of trouble, is foreclosing on homes they don't even own. Bank of America decided last year to seize a home in Spring Hill, Florida, owned by a guy by the name of Charlie Cardoza. He lived in Massachusetts, or he lives in Massachusetts, I should say. They bought this home down in Spring Hill, Florida, for cash back in 2005, and were renting it out to a single mother when workers hired by the Bank of America showed up in July of last year to kick the renter out of the home, saying the bank was foreclosing. Now, this Cardoza guy talked to the local real estate company and assured him that Bank of America had intended to seize a different home down the street, and the mistake would be corrected. Instead, the bank scared the renter out of the house and placed locks on the door. Cardoza was forced to drive from Massachusetts to Spring Hill and break into his own house in an effort to get control of his home back. Well, it didn't stop there. In January of this year, the owners filed a lawsuit against the Bank of America, accusing it of trespass, conversion, negligence, negligent infliction of emotional distress, intentional, mind you, infliction of emotional distress, interference with contractual relationships, defamation, and libel. But this is not just an isolated incident. As it happens, these Cardoza fine folks from Massachusetts aren't the only ones. Down here in Texas, on January 11th of this year, a Dr. Alan Schroit of Houston, Texas, filed a lawsuit against these guys over an October 31, 2009 incident in which the doctor, his good doctor and his wife, well, evidently he was going to have a party with his friends, and they arrived at their vacation home in Galveston, Texas. Get ready for the party and receive the guests and all that other stuff. Only to discover the doors were locked and a poster announcing the seizure of the house. Agents of Bank America had also turned off the power to the house. Well, that kind of chafed the good old doctor here. He was particularly upset because the Schroits had stored some 75 pounds of Alaskan salmon and halibut that had turned rather putrid and was sticking to join up. Another case, Wheelwright, Kentucky. A guy by the name of Christopher Hambly returned on October 15, 2009 to his home to find locks in his house because the mistaken repossession of agents of Bank of America. Now, guys, we have people in court right now looking at the judge doing a foreclosure on residential property, and enterprising people are asking the judge, well, Your Honor, I'm here, and I want to do the honorable thing. By the way, can I see the holder in due course of the mortgage? Because 9 times out of 10, these people that are showing up in court, Bob and Robbie, like, say, Bank of America or Citibank or whatever, these people no longer own the paper on that mortgage, but they're out there trying to foreclose on it to bring that asset back into the fold. We got to take this break here. 800-313-9443. Don't wait to the last hour or the last half hour of the program. We'll give you the news and the information. We'll intersperse it with your calls, folks. It's called participation. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. All right, folks, we are back. They're just not going to do what I asked them to do, Bob. They got us trained like seals. They will hammer us in the last half hour of the program with all their calls. One guy called in yesterday, had some pertinent information I wanted to hear, and I said, you know, you should have called a little bit earlier into the program because I got to let you go because we got callers online and they're trying to squeeze in. So, folks, make it easy on us. 800-313-9443. Don't save your questions to the second hour. We promise we'll intersperse your live calls with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel and yours truly. So what do you guys think about that? The Bank of America showing up and, you know, does this sound like a botched BATFE raid, you know, where they're shooting the wrong people, show up at the wrong address? How hard is it to get the right address on a foreclosure?
Oh, they're simply incompetent. The Bank of America's got mountainous problems.
When are they due to have their lights turned off, and who's going to take their assets and dump the liabilities on us?
Well, I think that if not this year, next year, because they've loaded them up with all kinds of toxic garbage and I just don't know where it's going to go time-wise, but I know that their days are numbered.
Robbie, are you awake?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, there he's there.
I'm here.
Guys, Goldman Sachs came out of the Daily Mail. You know, it's real hard to find these kind of stories in U.S. papers. I wonder why. Goldman Sachs struck a secret deal with Greece to help it mask its vast debts. This came out yesterday. The Wall Street giant is claimed to have reaped as much as £192 million in fees by entering a complex currency transaction back in 01 that helped Athens borrow cash without putting it on the books as a loan. The so-called swap deal, while permitted under EU rules, helped Greece meet Eurozone limits on government borrowing. Now, their vast deficits caused it to fail the criteria of joining the single European currency in 1999. But through this deal, through Goldman Sachs, guess what? That succeeded in 2001. Now, member nations had to reduce their budget deficits to less than 3% of gross domestic product and trim national debt to less than 60% of GDP. And, by the way, the Greek deficit stands nearly at 13% of GDP, and public debt is almost twice the official ceiling at 113% of GDP. Bob, where you're hearing that the debt is exceeding the gross domestic product output of countries in a yearly basis, where else is that happening?
Well, Japan will be 277 this year.
Jeez.
And the Eurozone is presently 84, and the U.S. is 83. The expectancy is both will be between 95 and 100% of public debt versus GDP. And I had those numbers listed about two issues back in the International Forecaster. I can't remember them all, but I had 13 countries listed. They're all in serious trouble. You know, Greece is the micronism of the United States and of California. I like to compare it to California because California's economy isn't as big as the U.S.'s, of course. And they're the seventh largest economic entity in the world. And they're broke.
All the pigs are broke. I mean, Goldman Sachs, obviously, masked over Greece's problems. J.P. Morgan masked over Spain's problems. Not one of these single European countries would have ever met the criteria laid down for joining the European Union if it wasn't for intervention by major Wall Street houses.
Well, I don't know whether I fully go along with that because I did a lot of work on that back in the 90s and leading up to the creation of the euro 10 years ago from Maastricht on. And the two nations that really Mickey Mouse their books were Italy and Greece. The rest of them were passable. But those two weren't, and everybody knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new. The plug was pulled at this time for a reason. What they're going to do is take down every sovereign nation and put it on the edge, and you know the players. And once they're all on the edge, they're going to pull the plug. How long from now? My guess is a year and a half to 2 years max. And the whole thing's going to get down the chute. In the meantime, we're going to have higher inflation, perhaps hyperinflation, and we'll certainly see higher gold and silver prices. The stock market will go down, not precipitously at first, but it'll go down. Interest rates will start to move up probably before the end of this year. Now, that's going to make things in the bond market a little bit more difficult. And but what that is all about is picking a spot. The powers behind government have decided it's time to pull the spring. And that's what they've done. And they're going to round them all up so the exposure of all their troubles are there. And then they're going to have a big meeting, just like they had at the Smithsonian and the Plaza Accord and the Louvre Accord. And they're all going to revalue, devalue, default, all together in a big party.
The only thing I see in the Smithsonian are relics. Maybe we can put them on display.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Gee, guys, Goldman Sachs, let me see, that gave us Hanky Panky Paulson, that gave us Tim Geithner. Back in 1999, I seem to remember a little brouhaha where they thought the Glass-Steagall Act had to go. So they did away with that in the latter part of 99. Come around 2001, we had the Enron fiasco. Because what were they doing in California? Oh, that's right, speculating the price of electricity out of sight that businesses, rolling brownouts, people couldn't pay their own electricity bills. We saw Enron blow out. Back in 2001, what do we see here? Goldman Sachs involved in the reengineering of just to help Greece out, to help them into the European Union. You know, guys, I don't see why the entire world is not up in arms right now demanding, and I'm talking in full view and full throat volume to everybody that has an eardrum that can process sound waves to hear the screech of, we need to dump these dirty sons of guns. We need to just to get rid of them.
Because they all drink the Kool-Aid with CNBC, Fox Business, and Bloomberg.
I mean, and so the public doesn't get the information.
Sure.
And we're doing a great job doing what we're doing on all of these talk radio programs and on the Internet, but it's still not enough yet. But we're getting there. We've got them in a terrible state. They've got serious problems trying to combat us, and that's why they're trying as desperately as possible to take the internet away from us and make it difficult to stay on the air. And that's going to get more and more difficult as we go on here, because there's some desperate people.
That's why that guy Dylan Radigan on MSNBC, I don't think he's going to last long there, because he's the only guy in the so-called mainstream media that comes anywhere close to talking about what's really going on.
You're right. I mean, he puts on some brilliant programs.
Yeah, they got rid of him on CNBC. They just got rid of Charlie Gasparino.
For doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's been snapped up by Fox.
Can't understand why they haven't got rid of the other fellow who does the commodities and bonds.
Santilli?
Yeah, Rick Santilli.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a guy that, you know, I'll tell you what, if I wanted a broker and walk my way through a minefield, I'd either have Bob Chapman. You don't do that anymore because you're retired. But I'd take the advice of Santilli, because he seems to be a straight shooter.
He used to be a gold trader. He is. That's why.
Ah. He's been infected.
In his former life, he was a gold trader. So, yeah, gold. If you've ever been a gold trader any time in your life, you tend to. I mean, Bob, did you, you know, the guys over at Zero Hedge dug up an article written many years ago detailing, without, beyond all reasonable doubt, how the Bank of England manipulated the gold price just after the Second World War, the title of the article is by a guy called John Garrett. It's called Monetary Policy and Expectations, Market Control Techniques in the Bank of England, 1925 to 1931.
And they brought about the suppression of gold in order to manipulate interest rates so they could keep their party going, and they created the Depression.
Yeah, that, and they make, obviously, the logical conclusion that that's exactly what the Fed is doing.
That's exactly what the Fed is doing. And there's nothing new in this world. All you have to do is read history, and that's how I come up with most of my conclusions. I mean, Robbie, look at all the people who have been telling us that gold's going to go down, silver's going to go down. Woe is me. It's 900, 800, 500, 200. And these are newsletter writers. They're supposed to know what they're talking about. They've been wrong over and over and over, 96% of them. Well, and it shows up in the fact that in the last few years, they've lost 70% of their subscribers.
Well, and they're paid to be wrong. I mean, anybody that sees the goings-on with the Federal Reserve, the government, the bailouts, what Wall Street has been doing, the plunge protection team, all the crap that's been floated out there, they already know. So they're paid not to talk about it. That's why, and in this country today, as well as many other hot spots on the globe that are financially crunched right now, people have bushel baskets full of questions, but they're getting thimblefuls of answers. And they're getting it by way of their governments with a political spin, supposedly, on investigations. I mean, it's like watching a children's game of musical chairs.
Well, if they keep it up, I'm not going to have much competition, because there's only one other letter I know that has increased in the last 2 years, and like mine has doubled. And that's not very many.
You know, I have to pass you a compliment here, Bob.
Uh-oh,
let me get the recorder spun up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yesterday I did an interview with Ellen Brown, author of Web of Debt.
Yes, we've been on together.
Yeah, and I mentioned to her that in her latest article she refers to the current financial scandal as bigger than Watergate. And she corrected me. She goes, well, I didn't really say that. I was quoting Bob Chapman.
Bob, why don't you?
Well, we don't have any patent, because everybody can talk about Watergate if they're old enough.
By the way, why don't you write a book? That brings something to mind. I read parts, and I've interviewed the same woman, Ellen Brown. Her and I came to loggerheads over the bank situation and the best way to deal with it, and that's where we had our little split there. But, I mean, if Ellen Brown can write a book, why can't Bob Chapman? I'm sure it'd be a near...
Well, let me tell you why.
Why?
30 hours plus programming a week. I can't beat them off with a stick. I'm doing two publications of 40 to 50 pages each a week. I fall asleep at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, or if I don't have a program at night, I get up at 3:30 to 4 in the morning. Tell me where I'm going to fit it in.
Excuses, excuses, huh, Robbie?
You sound like a wife.
Let's go to the phones. Hey,
yeah,
they're,
John, you've got to understand where Ellen Brown is coming from. Her politics are decidedly liberal.
Oh, well.
But I think more important, what's important about Ellen is that, you have to have discourse among one another to make sure that what you're saying and what you think is correct. And it's nice to have people around who present things who are in a different light than you do.
Absolutely.
And you learn from that.
Yeah. Sure. Look, I already have it. It's called Barack Obama. In this country, Bob Chapman, we had Ronald Reagan. And with Ronald Reagan, we had people like Bob Hope and Johnny Cash. Now we got Barack Obama. We got no hope, and we sure as hell ain't got no cash. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Scott in Nevada. Thanks for holding, Scott.
Yeah, gentlemen. John, before the first break, you talked about people stiffing the banks in regard to they're not holding the title, and they're getting dragged into court.
Right.
And they say, hey, judge, this bank doesn't have the title. Let's let it go. And the judge has to dismiss it. Well, this is going on all over the country, but I'll take you one better. At this point, you can petition the judge and say, judge, who have I been paying my monthly to all these years? I want that money back too. You want to break the banks? You get them to recoup every monthly payment where it was thought they held title. And they never did. You take that judge one step farther.
Oh, boy.
Good idea.
I've known this for years. I don't even understand why nobody even thought about this, to bring this up. It was the first time, and what prompted me was you brought this story up to begin your show with, and I just had to take it one step further.
Well, and it is. I don't think in any contract, when you enter into a contract with a bank or a mortgage company for a home mortgage, I don't think there's anything that stipulates in that contract that they can't sell that mortgage off. But the problem is how they did this and why this is such a problem is because, of the derivatives they got off of the commercial and residential real estate in this country, floated all these little scam deals, supposedly selling value to the entire planet when it was valueless. So I don't know that it's illegal to sell off a mortgage to another party, because that was even done with my own home. I ran into a guy that even 5 years ago, I couldn't qualify for a home. But there was an enterprising individual. What he does is pick up two or three or four, depending on how much work it needs, distressed homes, brings them back up to code, puts new carpeting and paints, and does all the stuff that you want to do to put a house back on the market. He buys it at distressed prices, fixes it up, uses his own labor and materials, and then puts it back out on the market, whatever that property will bear. Now, I bought a house, and this is, I kid you not, I didn't have to show any 1040 forms, tax records, bank accounts, anything else. Between the time we viewed the house and we actually closed, it was less than 90 minutes. And that man has not missed a payment on that mortgaged home, but he did sell the mortgage off to another company. So I don't know that it's illegal to do that, and I don't know what the precedent or the standing in court would be, my friend, to ask of that judge, I want all my money back.
Well, I just want those monthly payments back, because and the indignity of him dragging me in here, 90% of these cases you're hearing, Judge, they have no standing. They're showing no title, and they want me out of this house. They don't even own the house, Judge. I also want those past monthly payments back that this particular bank said and collected all these years or all these months or whatever, that'll bust these banks wide open.
It's kind of
we got to go the extra mile. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm good and glad that I get to stay in my house. They can't foreclose on me."
Yeah.
Now you got to take it a step farther.
Well,
you got to get this. You got to get these monthly payments back by these banks that never held the title, 90% of them.
You know, it's interesting. People are going through a metamorphosis now. They are changing because they used to think that the criminal held a gun and had a mask on. Now they're discovering that the guy has a three-piece Armani suit on and he's carrying a briefcase. A guy with a briefcase has stolen way more money and goods and whatever else than any guy ever did at the point of a gun. Hey, thanks for your call, Scott.
Thanks,
appreciate
Phyllis.
It. All right.
That was great.
Yeah, I don't know if we can. I don't know what would be the precedent for doing that. Sounds like a great plan.
Somebody will do it. We'll find out.
Hey, somebody's going to be listening to this program, no doubt. Jim in Florida. Hello, Jim.
Good afternoon. How are we doing today?
Fair to Midland. Good Texas tailwind, and the skies are clear with no chemtrails.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit cool down here in South Florida.
You're in Fort Myers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to hang up because the guy that just got off sort of said somewhat similar to what I was going to say. From what it's not illegal to sell a mortgage off to another mortgage company or a bank or whatever. But what they've done, I believe, from what I can gather, is they cut these mortgages up in pieces and sell them off.
Right.
Okay. Now my son has a similar situation. And you piqued an interest in me when you talked about this. He financed under some mortgage company, which was sold to Countrywide, which eventually was bought up by Bank of America. Now, you know, you're saying if he's having trouble, he might get foreclosed on. If these people are not the holder in due course, they don't have standing in court if they don't hold the note. Well, before you get to court, if they don't hold the note, they don't have standing to collect any money. Does that sound plausible?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
I can barely hear you. So, in effect, they're committing grand theft.
Well,
if they don't hold the note, and they know they don't hold the note, they are committing grand theft.
It's more of illegal conversion, I think the legal term is.
Conversion is theft.
That's what they're basically doing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but here's the thing is, I know you probably don't have the answer, but how can you force them to produce the note or to ensure that they are the holder in due course? So you can keep on making payments to them. In other words, if you confront them and say, well, show me the note, prove to me that you're the holder in due course, and I'll go ahead and make payments to you. If not, I'm going to stop making payments. If you follow my logic here.
I do. How much of a mortgage do you have on your house left?
I don't know. It's my son's house. I know it's somewhere around $200,000.
Oh, and you're in Fort Myers, and I am keenly aware of the real estate values in Fort Myers.
No, he's over in Hollywood in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but my point is that during this real estate boom, you know, what is that house now actually worth? How much equity? I always love that term.
His house, the value of his house has fallen considerably below what he owes on it.
Yeah, okay.
That's all over South Florida.
Okay, so are you saying he's upside down in the damn thing?
Yes.
Okay, well then fine. Here's the stipulation to all of this, and this has been my bone of contention, that they are dragging their heels to renegotiate loans on houses because they can't see that. You go in with a purchase price of a home at said market value, you make the contract, that's what you're liable for. And there's another little telltale issue here on property taxes. How many people have you heard revaluing the property to more in line with true market value of homes and even commercial real estate? They're not doing that either because they need their tax base in order to continue. But the problem here that I see is, number one, look at it this way. look at it this way, Jim. If I buy, say, something, say you're a car dealer, and you're selling Fords, and I walk in and buy a Galaxy or whatever the hell it is, and you sell it to me for that price. Now, we know immediately after it's titled and you drive it off the lot, it's now a used car. It'll still bring a high dollar, but you can't sell it as new. But what if you sold me that Ford for $30,000, I tagged a thing, I let 72 hours lemon law go, you know, maybe there was something wrong with the car or whatever, and it goes past the 72 hours, and then I discover that I made a bad deal, I really don't want this car, I just think I'll sell it and buy something else. Then you discover that after you just paid 30 grand for that car, and you can only get 10 grand on the market, are you going to be able to go in there and redo that contract with the agency or the loaning mechanism that loans you the money on that original contract?
No,
they ain't going to do it any more than they're going to renegotiate. And this is why they've been dragging their heels. They're not going to go in there and renegotiate and redo contracts on mortgages, because that's the only thing they've got left as the people paying that mortgage.
Are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Jim, do I still have you?
Yes, I want to make one other comment.
Yeah.
A few shows back, Bob was talking about, you know, walking away from mortgages, which is fine, except now there was a law that exempted this, but I think it sunsetted in 2009. If the bank repossesses your home and then they turn around and sell it on what amounts to a short sale,
whatever the difference is, you're going to owe income tax on that money. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Income tax or capital gains?
You're going to be paying tax on whatever that difference is.
So, he's right. That's true.
Don't you still owe the bank the balance? Isn't it like?
Yes, that's true. Depending upon
if you get a car we possess, they give you
seven states that you can walk away with no repercussions. The rest of them, you get a problem.
You know what those seven states are?
I know two of them are California and Florida, Arkansas.
So,
I think they call it no recourse. I think it is what it's called.
Well, isn't that the same thing that the municipality or the private corporation known as your city that's been incorporated, isn't that the same thing that they can do if you don't pay your, say you own your home outright and you don't pay your property tax, say that you owed $30,000 in property taxes and your house is worth $300,000. Well, they'll go in there and sell that, as you put it, short sale, so they can gain their $30,000. They don't care what the balance of that loan is, or they don't care what the balance of the value of the property is, I should say. And, you know, you just lost a home. It was sold, taken from you to satisfy a $30,000 tax debt. What happened to the other $270,000? Guess what? You're out.
Yeah, well, this is somehow, and my son and I were on the Internet doing some research on this, and I ran across this. Congress passed a law that forgave the difference on mortgages when they were repossessed. But that law went to sunset in 2009. And from what some of these attorneys on these websites are saying is that, you know, you owe $200,000, the bank repossesses and sells it for $50,000, then for $150,000 difference, you're going to owe tax on that amount, federal tax.
How can you owe tax on profits you've not gained? You've lost.
I know, that's what doesn't make sense to me, but...
Well, you know...
But that's what the IRS says.
You know, Jim, do me a favor. Contact whoever you have to. Dig up that bill. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the black and white on this one.
All right, I'll see if I can track it down.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate
it. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. John in Michigan. John, we got about a minute in this segment. We'll carry you over if you have anything more. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I've got a very low volume over here, but in our county here, this is to all of you, we got our winter taxes, and they were determined on the value that they had from last year, and then we received a statement this year, and they cut the value of our equalized value down half of what it was. They're pulling this stuff, and I just don't understand how they can get away with that. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Who wants to take that one? I missed the call. I'm trying to produce something here. Who heard the question?
Well, he said that if I could hear him.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take the break. We'll make the adjustments on the board so everybody can hear everybody. Top of the hour break. We'll be back in about 90 seconds. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.